This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli military on Monday fought Palestinian militants in Rafah while ordering the population to evacuate from parts of the southern Gaza city. The United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees said 360,000 Palestinians have fled Rafah over the past week. Around 1.3 million people were sheltering before the operation began. Israeli forces are also battling militants in northern Gaza area, where Israel had launched major operations earlier in the war. Despite the recent uptick in cross-border bombardments between Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah militia in Lebanon, analysts say both foes may not want to escalate their conflict given the tremendous cost to both countries, Dale Gavlak reports.
The United Nations World Food Program provides aid to more than 158,000 people in Lebanon who are affected by war, but warns that should conditions worsen, it cannot supply more. Lebanese authorities say there has been more than $1.5 billion in damages so far from cross-border hostilities. Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, has warned that either a diplomatic agreement or a military solution was required for Israeli residents who have fled the border region to return home in the north. Dale Gavlak, VOA News.
U.S. military assistance from a multi-billion dollar aid bill passed by Congress last month is already on the ground in Ukraine, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Monday.
I don't want to suggest that all $1 billion worth of equipment is on the battlefield, but what you will see is a steady flow week by week. It's not like we've got to wait well out into the future.